The Northwest is experiencing an affordable housing crunch that's not just concentrated in the largest metro areas like Portland, Seattle, and Vancouver, Canada. In Yakima, limited housing is coupled with a labor shortage in farm country, leaving farmers wondering, when workers do come, where do you house them? Northwest Public Broadcasting's Esme Jimenez has more on the trade-off between attracting workers and housing them in a tight market.
The largest farm worker complex in the state opened in Yakima this month. The revamped Fairbridge Hotel now hosts 800 beds for temporary agricultural workers. As it opens, critics think it may set a dangerous precedent. Other farmers might start buying up area housing for their own workers. It's a strange tug of war. Yakima needs more housing and more workers, but it's short on both. The county vacancy rate for apartments sits at 0.8%. That's the second lowest vacancy rate in the state. Housing markets are generally considered full at 5%. 3% is a sign of a full-on housing shortage. While the affordable housing struggle is no surprise, it does hit hard in Yakima County, where 1 in 5 residents is in poverty and the wealth is largely congregated in the western wider districts of the city. As for the labor shortage, how did that happen? It's been a growing trend over the last few years as local workers are becoming harder to find. Rob Valikoff, a farmer and co-owner of the new Fairbridge Farm Worker Complex, thinks it's a generational thing.
Generations have moved on to other jobs. You know, this is America. You're moving up the ladder. They've gravitated to something better for their life.
That's where temporary ag workers come in. Known as H2A employees, these are the people now filling thousands of farm jobs across the Northwest and entire country. Farmers apply to contract foreign workers through the Federal Department of Labor. These H2A laborers come for months at a time to support Washington farmers, especially with the sweet cherry and apple harvests. This year, the U.S. Department of Labor received over 22,000 temporary worker requests from Washington state farmers. But just 4 years ago, that number was less than half, with 10,000 H2A workers certified to work in the state. Washington went from being one of the top 10 states to recruit temporary workers to now being number 2 in the nation. That's great for farmers and for the foreign workers who make higher wages than they would in their home countries. But it causes tensions with local farm workers who live in the U.S. year-round.
It's misleading to think that this effort to put H2A housing in the city limits of Yakima is about improving or providing dignified housing for farm workers.
That's Yakima Councilwoman Dulce Gutierrez.
This is about the bottom line. This is about saving ranchers money. And some of the ranchers are very forward about that, and some are not.
She worries farmers will displace local residents by buying up housing complexes to house their own H2A workers. Gutierrez is pushing to create stricter city policies to limit that impact. She's asked city officials to define the terms hotel and motel. Because the city lacked those definitions, Rob Valikoff was able to flip the Fairbridge Hotel into housing for workers, all technically within city code. She points out that H2A workers wouldn't be covered under the Landlord-Tenant Act, and that the city of Yakima doesn't have a rent control policy in place. All these factors could lead to a precarious situation for local renters.
Essentially, the easiest route to gentrifying any neighborhood would be to first remove the long-term residents who have commitments to those neighborhoods and replace them with people who don't.
Valikoff, the grower and owner of the complex, doesn't think that will happen.
For this hotel, it won't affect anything. It won't displace anybody because there was nobody here to start with. Well, if it was apartments or houses, then I would say it probably could affect it somewhat.
Fairbridge welcomes the first wave of H2A workers this month. Soon, hundreds more will join them in the complex and thousands more around the state. In Yakima, I'm Esme Jimenez.